swept with Michigan State the prior weekend. And so now, you know, everybody's telling you how good you are, and, you know, you beat this Big Ten team. And that's the other part of it. You know, your team usually gets up when you're playing Michigan, when you're playing Notre Dame, when you're playing Michigan State. Now all of a sudden you got Lake Superior and everybody's saying, oh, they're not that good and this and that and look where they finished last year. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? That's what happens. As soon as you don't respect another team in this league, that's what's going to happen to you. And as much as you warn and tell your players, you know, they until they go through it, you know, and learn that, then they get it. So, unfortunately, we had to pay the price because of that, I think. All those factors involved on Friday night.
How much is the responsibility of that also go on the captains who have been chosen to take the place of a coach at certain times to make sure that kind of thing gets through to them? You know, as far as, you know, not taking a team lightly. I don't think we took them lightly, obviously, but they're ranked 15th in the nation. But it is a different approach when you're not taking that on one of those big schools.
Well, no question. And it's a fine, and Dirk, it's a fine line. It's just a fine line. It's not a huge gap, you know, like the Grand Canyon. It's just like a little crack in the road. And if that other team has that little bit of edge on you, you know, a lot of times they're going to win that game. Just, it's a fine line. And but there is responsibility on your captains in the locker room. You need, what we always say is, like another coach. Like, you need another player or two captains that are like coaches in the locker room. They're going to say the right things. They're going to, what we call team talk. And team talk is so important, what goes on when the coaches are not in the locker room, between periods, before the game, you know, leading up that week to the game, what the overall mood and theme of your team is. So there's no question, because as a coach you can't be in there, you know, 24/7 and after them all the time. So that's where you need your leaders, your seniors, to make sure that they are saying the right things to the team and sending the right message, just like the coaches would be. But that's huge. And like you said, we did not play a poor game. You know, it was maybe a poor 5 minutes in the game, and that might have been about it. But you could sense just that little extra oomph or energy, whatever you might call it, we just sort of didn't have it until later on when we got behind and then had a real good third period.
Did you sense anything different in that first intermission, Coach, when we were up 2-0 going into that second period, or no?
Well, I did, you know, and I wanted to make sure we were ready to go and have a good second period, because even the weekend before, Michigan State had a pretty good second period the first night on us. So, but as much as you pull and push and pry and, you know, you do whatever you do, it's just got to come from within. You know, they have to be ready to go. And like I said, and as soon as Lake State gets that first goal, we always talk about it. The momentum swings. Now they get some energy. They get excited. Puts our team on our heels. And things happen so quickly in that three-minute span that it really boosted their energy level and zapped ours.
So our lead is cut in half with the Matt Johnson goal. Then the penalty shot saga happens, and I know we didn't make a good play in the offensive zone that kind of led to the partial breakaway, and then players went into the net. I don't remember seeing the referee even signal a penalty shot at the time. They end up reviewing, because the puck did go in the net. What can you tell us from what you were told, what exactly were they reviewing?
Well, I don't know, to tell you the truth. I have my own idea of what happened, but when he came over to explain it to me, it had been such a long delay, I just said, hey, I don't want to hear, fine. Mm-hmm. Just whatever you decided, I'm okay with that, you know, because you're not going to win anyway, even though times I think I am. But no, I mean, I think what happened is obviously, you know, it was a breakaway. When you look at the play, I don't know if a penalty shot should have been called, because it's not like he had a clear-cut breakaway from the blue line in. Mm-hmm. You know, it's more Walker Hyland sort of right beside him and reaches in and takes him down. But anyway, the puck does go in the net, but I think it's created when their guy slides into our goal, he knocks the net off, and then the puck goes in.
Okay.
So, you know, that's obviously no goal, right call, but they never signaled a penalty shot. I presume when they looked at it and talked about it, they said, hey, you know, well, it's a penalty shot at least. So,
are they allowed to do that, though, I guess is my next question.
I don't think you're allowed to review a play to determine a penalty like that. So, but having said that, they could have already predetermined they were going to call that before they reviewed the goal. So maybe they went in to make sure it wasn't a goal and then at that point called it a penalty shot. But, yeah, you didn't see the sign on the ice, which you normally would almost immediately. But I think because of the situation, they went over to review the goal. No goal. Okay, here it's a penalty shot. Let's go. So, also, I didn't realize, I learned something in this too. So, their coach, you know, sent the referee over to our bench, and we had a couple players standing on the ice. And I didn't realize that during a penalty shot, it's, I guess it's in the rule book, that all your players have to be off the ice. Their coach requested that our players get off the ice. So, so a lot of interesting things are going on in that short amount of time.
So from what I get from you after the game on Friday night, and even now, is that you were so unhappy with the way we played in that situation to give up that opportunity. You didn't really worry too much about arguing whether or not it should have been a penalty shot at the time.
We were probably, you could look at it and say we were fortunate they didn't call it a goal.
Right.
Then we would have had to kill it another 2 minute.
True. I didn't even think about that.
Because that's the rule. If you score when it's a delay penalty, the penalty still is upheld. So there are a lot of things going on. And I just felt, you're not going to win really any arguments with the referee. And at times, like I said, we think we are or can or influence them, but we didn't. And, the guy made a good play, and he fumbled the puck a little bit right before when he tried to pull it to his backhand.
Mm-hmm.
I think that just threw Phoenix off a little bit. But he made a nice move. You fake the shot, get the goalie down, you pull it to your backhand, and now you got to roof it, and he got it up over his pad.
Not too many defensemen make a nice move like that. I mean, he's pretty good.
No, and I'm sure they've had shootouts in the CCHA mm-hmm. from where they've come for the last, probably 4, 5, 6 years,
or
something like that. So they practice them a lot, and who knows how many he actually has taken for their team in the past, too.
Zach Sternberg's penalty shot is good, and that made it 2-2 at the time. And then 20 seconds later, Eric Drapluk gets the goal on a nice drop pass by Matt Johnson and Bryce Schmidt. Just a well-executed 3-on-2 or 3-on-3, really.
Yeah, and we had players back. We it all started in the offensive zone again. We'd not keep the puck in at the blue line, and now we get in a foot race. We had some forwards trapped, and they made a nice play, but we had enough people back, and we just did, I call it blown coverage. We just got puck watching, what we call puck watching, so everybody's focusing on the puck and not looking around to find someone to pick up, to check, and obviously they got the guy open, and he took a good shot. It's a ways out. Phoenix is off his angle when you watch your back. He's outside the net, leaning the wrong way, and obviously the guy shot at the far side, and he had some net there and scored. So
Drapluk's fourth of the season at the 5:25 mark, and just like that, 5:25 into the second period, we're down by a goal, which was tough to handle.
Well, you're up 2-0. All of a sudden, 5 minutes in, you're down 3-2, and a lot of energy is taken out of your sails there, and you have to keep playing. I mean, we had more than half the game left to play, and that's what we're trying to encourage our team. But you could just feel on the bench, whether it's the talk or the chatter or the body language, you could just tell. There wasn't a lot there. Very discouraged at that point, and I don't know why or whatnot. If we had a long week, if that travel schedule starting to catch up to us, you can make all the excuses you want. But still, we had a lot of time left, and I thought we rallied a little bit. We got better as the period went on.
9-9 were the shots in the second period, but we get outscored 3-0. It's 3-2 at the end of the second period, and Alex Patan gets called for a face mask, a 5-minute major penalty. Not a misconduct, not a game misconduct, but a 5-minute major and a 2, along with, I'm trying to remember who it was, I think Churchman was involved there. And so we have a 5-minute major power play or penalty killing situation to start the third period. And coach, it didn't take them long at all. 31 seconds and they popped one in. That was a tough one too.
Well, that was a tough one. Obviously we had a couple real good chances near the end of the period to tie the game. And mm-hmm. then obviously, the little scrum at the end there. And those are the calls I don't like. That's a call I didn't like in the game because you've got a real good hockey game going on. I thought the refereeing to that point had been real good. And all of a sudden you have a scrum, and here's, big 6'3" guy, their guy, throwing our guy down on the ice. And they're saying he didn't grab his face mask. They just said he washed it a little bit. And you see it all the time, and you see it very rarely called. I mean, in that situation, in a one-goal game, to give a 5-minute major like that, I think it's extreme. I really do. I mean, it's not. I don't even know how he got the face wash in. Alex is lying underneath the guy. The guy's 6'3". He's on top of him. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure Alex is just putting his hands up.
Holding
just
him back.
Well, just trying to get away from him.
Yeah, we never saw the replay on that. So.
Well, but it's a big call, and, they took advantage of it, But it not only. Yeah, what it does is you give up the goal, but you're 5 minutes, you're playing shorthanded, right. And now you have to put out some of your top players and use a lot of energy, and now you got to really play from behind. And we had a couple shorthanded chances. Chris Liebering was all alone in the slot, and a great play, and Kaplan makes a great save.
He did, but the Huskies